A Russian Navy intelligence gathering ship is being tracked through Irish-controlled waters and is refusing to respond to communications from the Naval Service. That's the Irish Times crime and security correspondent Conor Gallagher's story on the front page today. And Conor Gallagher is on the line now. So, Conor, tell us about the Viktor Leonov and what it's doing in Irish-controlled waters.
Yes, the Leonov is a Soviet-era ship which is still in service with the Russian Navy, which was built specifically for intelligence gathering purposes. So, you know, in layman's terms, I suppose, a spy ship. In particular, it's equipped to intercept radio communications, radar communications, radar signals, and other electronic communications. So the Leonov, which is about 300-foot ship, so a sizable vessel, was spotted in the Irish exclusive economic zone, the EEZ, earlier this week by the Irish Naval Service. Now, it has not entered Irish territorial waters, which extend to about 12 nautical miles off the coast. It's significantly further out to sea, so it's not broken any maritime law. But given its particular characteristics and the geopolitical situation in the world and the presence of significant Irish subsea infrastructure in that area off the west coast, it has caused some concern for Irish security officials. That prompted the Irish Naval Service to deploy the LE Samuel Beckett, which has been trading the ship now for the past several days. And indeed, the last night was still trading it.
And it's not responding to communications from them, is that right?
That's right. So as is quite normal in these situations, the captain of the Beckett would have hailed the Leonov to try and establish its purpose in Irish waters and make sure everything was okay and that sort of thing. The Leonov acknowledged the hail, acknowledged the initial attempt at communication, but has refused to engage in any further communications or to answer any queries from the Irish ship. So that's caused that concern to kind of increase now, as I understand it. Mm-hmm. That's the nature of these intelligence gathering ships. They don't tend to engage too much with other the ships of other navies, and indeed the Leonov has operated off the west coast of America on surveillance missions for many years and has engaged in similar practices.
And Conor, what's the capacity of our Navy to deal with this, and how, particularly at the moment, there's been a lot of controversy about our naval capacity recently, and how serious is the presumed threat from Russian spying on our undersea connections to the rest of the world, and indeed between America and Europe?
So the capacity of the defence forces and the state in general to monitor its maritime area is well known that it's, you know, it's very, very limited, and particularly limited at the minute. The Navy can only send one ship to sea at a time, basically. Now, it has been able to rely on the Irish Air Corps. So supplementing the efforts of the Samuel Beckett is one of the Air Corps' C-295 maritime patrol aircraft, which just came into service last year. And that has been deployed from Baldonnel to also keep an eye on this ship. And interestingly, it seems the British RAF have been lending a hand as well and cooperating quite closely with Irish authorities. It has been deploying, the RAF specifically has been deploying Poseidon maritime patrol aircraft from Lossiemouth, RAF base in Scotland there, to go over the west coast of the Irish EEZ and also presumably keep an eye on this ship. So there is outside assistance there. In terms of the threat faced by this ship, I suppose it's important not to overstate it. It's not breaking any laws, and its final destination is believed to be Cuba, although it does seem to be loitering a bit in Irish waters. Previous Russian intelligence ships have been seen, specifically the Yantar, have been spotted near Irish subsea cables, raising concerns that it is mapping these cables or perhaps doing something even more nefarious. Most recently, the Yantar was seen near gas pipelines in the Irish Sea. That prompted the Irish government to ask gas authorities to double check the pipelines and make sure nothing had gone wrong. So, nothing to be too alarmed about right now, but I suppose it just underlines the tension that exists in this sphere and our lack of ability. We have limited ability to monitor it and perhaps no ability to do anything if the Russians wanted to do something.
Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you.